The Columbia Workshop returns to the air. Radio's foremost laboratory for new writers and production techniques begins a new series of broadcasts to be heard each week at this time. Vice President and Director of Programs of the Columbia Broadcasting System, Mr. Davidson Taylor.
A great many of us at the Columbia Broadcasting System have a profound affection for the Columbia Workshop, not only because of the distinguished productions which it did during the 5 years it was on the air between 1936 and 1941, but also because of the remarkable talents which have first been brought to public attention by the workshop. We are happy that the stations affiliated with CBS share our affection for the Columbia Workshop, and the resumption of the Columbia Workshop broadcasts is due in large part to the demand of the CBS affiliates that it return to the air. We think there will be general agreement that it is good not only for Columbia, but also for radio to have the workshop on the air again. We hope that the new series will stimulate the same interest in better writing and better production methods that the old series did. Appropriately, today's script is called Homecoming. The author is a young Canadian, Norman Williams of Toronto, and it is the first radio script by him ever to be broadcast in the United States. This unknown author's work is produced and directed by the most distinguished and best-known alumnus of the workshop, Mr. Norman Corwin. It is now my pleasure to welcome you, our audience, to the Columbia Workshop, and to open its doors again to the creative men and women of radio.
The Columbia Workshop presents Homecoming by Norman Williams, produced and directed by Norman Corwin. The original musical score is by Lynn Murray.
Putting that window up, Ted. I got a draft on my neck.
Sure, Ma.
Never felt it before.
You feeling good lately, Ma?
Uh-huh.
Maybe you need a rest.
Maybe you've been out in the hot sun. It's addled your head.
I was only wondering. Don't want you to be sick.
Well, I'm not sick. I ain't a-gonna be. If what you're trying to say is that I'm an old woman, well, you just stop and recollect you're as old as me. Yes, and a bit more.
I know. Seems a woman's different.
Stronger, you mean? More grit, more guts. Wears longer, that's what's different.
Okay, Ma.
Oh, don't fret so much. That's a sign of old age, fretting.
Oh, you got him that time, Ma. You sure know how, you sure do.
Always did, son. Never could have lived with the old cuss this long unless I did.
Oh, that wasn't no draft anyway. Thing is, Pa's got this old buggy tearing along so fast, 28 miles an hour. I seen them big trains go by in the city, and I swear none of them makes this kind of speed. Gosh, no.
Seen them in the city.
Ooh, not so fast, Pa. I can't stand it when you go so fast.
You wait till you got a right to criticize. You wait till you make that big pile of money and got your big limousine, and then you can criticize.
Oh, Pa.
Right now, you're riding in my car. It's good enough for you to ride in, okay, then you can ride. As soon as it ain't, then you got your 2 feet.
Well, I was only fooling. I didn't mean no harm.
Oh, Ted didn't mean nothing. I don't want no arguments today. Just ride along in peace.
Okay, Ma.
This is a special day. Got a right to be glad.
I ain't arguing. I'm just saying what I think. Man's got a right to do that, special day or no special day.
Well, that's all right now. Let's ride along in peace.
Thought your wife Millie would have come today, Ted. Appears to me she would have, being one of the family now.
I told Ma why she didn't come.
Millie feels uncomfortable coming out, Pa. Don't like people looking her up and down.
That's it. She's modest.
People are gonna look. Nothing wrong in that, I can see.
Well, now, she don't think there's anything wrong in it. She just feels that way about coming out. Besides, it's hot today. Wouldn't be good for her bumping over the road like this.
Yeah, Millie's gotta be careful. She needs to step down a lot, not get wore out. Doctor told her that.
Doctors, what they know. They ever had a baby?
Oh,
I seen the day when a woman worked right up to her time. I seen them have their baby and be back in the fields the next day.
I seen them too, Pa. I seen them later when they begin to cripple up, like old Ma Bates can't hardly move around now.
Yeah, women get soft on us. Women get so they can't do them things without a lot of perfume and oxygen tent and whole raft of doctors.
Ah, Pa, don't get silly.
I ain't getting silly. I'm just telling you. They get that way and we'll have such a bunch of scrawny kids like's never been seen.
Our kid won't be scrawny.
Not saying yours will. I'm looking ahead, way past yours.
My goodness, people could hear us carrying on. They'd sure think we was a cussed bunch.
Looking ahead, that's all.
Well, so am I. But I'm looking ahead to just a little while. I can't talk about it. I want to, but I just can't talk about it. It's on the mind all the time. Bert's coming home. Can't think sense.
Oh, ain't no need for sense, Ma. Bert's coming back. That's sense enough.
Oh, what's that on the road?
Where?
Oh, now you run over something. Come right out of the ditch there.
Look out the back window, Ted. What was it?
A fool hand. A darn fool hand. I told you it was going too fast. Boom.
Don't strike me as funny.
Oh, you should see it. Like a mess of eggs. Scrambled like a mess of eggs.
Well, there ain't no use stopping here.
Woo-hoo, what a mess. Sure let out a squawk.
What are you laughing at?
It was funny, that's all.
Well, there's nothing funny in running over a neighbor's bird. I don't see the fun of it.
You're awful touchy today, Pa.
Maybe I am, and I hear some of them funny ideas you picked up in the city.
Now, Pa, don't get started on that again.
I'm running the car. I'm driving, Ada. I guess I'll talk about what I want.
Oh, let's get started. Just ride along in peace.
I don't like them ideas in the boy's head. Nothing the boy's been on the farm all his life. Don't ring true.
Doc, I didn't commit no murder. I ain't glad you squashed that silly old bird.
Plenty more birds. City kind of thing.
Oh, ride along peaceful. I don't want men fight today.
I'm peaceful. I never said nothing.
So am I peaceful.
Wouldn't be right for Bert to come home to a lot of fighting and carrying on. I couldn't suspect he's had plenty of that in 4 years. I want him quiet. He'll need quiet.
Said we might drop in Dad Martin's on the way down. It's right there ahead.
Got time?
Sure, we got time. There's Ab by the fence.
Like always.
We don't have to go off the road. Only be a minute.
Well, I guess we got time. Well, I'm getting awful jittery inside thinking about Bert.
Hello, Ab. Stopped in like I said we would.
Well, I thought you'd be along soon. This your big day, eh?
How? Most wonderful day ever was.
Looks if the whole country's turning out. The whole town will be packed like a barn in a thunderstorm.
Having a band, too, and the mayor's giving a speech. Yes, Bert's going to have a real fine welcome home.
Ma's got the idea our boy's the only one coming back.
Now, there's 40 of them. Everyone from this here county. All sent back together. Makes it nice.
Yes. Yes, lots of families in one piece again today.
Peterson's boy's in the same lot.
That's right.
He got himself a decoration. Mayor probably mentioned him special.
Huh? Oh, my goodness, I guess they all done their share.
Not coming into town, Ab?
No, I'm kind of busy from here on in.
Come along with us, if you like.
No, folks won't be alone at a time like this. I'm busy from here on in anyway.
Yeah, just you say. We'd better be getting on. Don't want to miss the doing.
Sure. I tell you, boy, I was asking.
Yeah, you bet I will. Might drop by on the way back. Bert will want to see you, like as not.
Bye, man.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
Never could figure Ab out.
How'd you mean?
All the years we've been neighbors, you might say. Never felt or really knowed him.
Lonely man, I guess. Lonely men get queer sometimes.
I think what he says, it's queer. Somehow it's just the way he says it.
Wonder why he don't go into town.
That's Ab. Whenever there's anything doing, he'll stand there by the road and watch everybody else rushing hell-bent for election.
We're getting near town, Paul.
No way to go, yeah.
Well, we can see it over the next hill, though.
Gosh. Gosh almighty.
What are you goshing for, Ted?
Just hit me, Ma. Just hit me hard for the first time. We're going to see Bert. We're going to shake that cuss by the hand.
Yeah, I dreamt about it last night.
We're going to talk to him. Ma, It's been 4 years since we talked to him.
Yes.
Oh, look at the town down there.
Look at it, Pa.
I'm a-looking.
Full of flags, full of cars, yes. Full of people from all over everywhere.
We staying here?
Well, no sense going down to the station. Just have to march all the way back. All the ceremony is going to be right here.
Well, this is a good spot. The mayor will spout off on that platform.
Oh, don't it look nice? All draped in flags that way. You know, flags always give me a nice, safe feeling.
They ought to when you've won a war.
You know, I remember waving them same old flags way back in school, singing my lungs out with them patriotic songs they had. My.
I used to do that myself.
Oh, look. Hmm? Look at that old man Williams, drunk as a coot. Goodness.
White, old pal, it's good to see you.
Take it easy there.
Hey, White, you old thief, the old pirate, the old son of a... Nope, I ain't going to say it. I promised my old woman I wasn't going to swear no more and no more at all.
Where is your old woman, Tom?
Oh, I lost her in the crowd.
Yeah.
I don't know how it ever happened. It's a terrible thing. Terrible thing losing your old woman, ain't it, huh?
Sure must be.
Oh, it's a terrible thing. It ain't so hard to duck her anymore. Old girl is slowing up. Yeah. Hey, White.
Mm-hmm.
Old man, the whole regiment's coming back today.
Yeah.
Left, right, all them smart boys marching back. They beat them to the ground, and they kill the dirty rats that are coming home. The old regiment's coming home. We ought to be in the parade. We done our bit. And remember... They're coming over the ridge, White. Get your fool head down.
Hey, Stinky, let's go see the bears.
Hey, quit your hollering so much. What's the matter with you? Keep your heads down. Keep your heads down. It's a long way to Tipperary.
First time I ever seen him so liquored up in a long time.
He's alive. You know, a man like that scares me. I'm sure glad you never took to drink. Well, I just want to live with you. That's all I can say.
He was gassed bad in the first war, Ma. You got to make allowances. When he gets lit up that way, he gets the wars mixed up in his head.
Well, then he shouldn't get that way.
I remember 2 years ago, they shot off a cannon on November 11th, and Williams got it in his head it was the Germans and charged right through old Groggin's cake shop. Never did see such a mess in my life.
Kenzie's laying good most all year, though.
Well, ain't none of my business what he does. Mercy, I wish I hadn't wore these shoes. It's burning my feet something terrible.
Want to sit down?
Where is there to sit?
Well, we could park on the monument and back up.
Huh? Can we sit on that?
Well, other people is.
Oh, it's mostly kids, though.
That don't make no difference. Kids is people.
Well,
there. Climb up the second route. Can you see over all them heads?
This is fine. Wonder other folks didn't think of it.
You settled?
Yes, I'm settled.
Yeah. Hey, got a real view now.
Yeah. What was that?
The cannon, Paul. They fired off the cannon. Train must be in.
Yes, the train must be in.
I sure hope old Williams wasn't near no bakery when they fired that off.
Paul, I'm just beginning to realize what's happening. Yeah. I'm scared.
Well, I'm a bit dicky feeling myself.
How do you feel about it all? Bert's coming home.
Well, you ain't gonna laugh.
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, I feel about the same as I used to when I was waiting around outside and you was having the kids.
Oh,
waiting for the first holler. Waiting to see you. I got that same funny feeling in my stomach I had then.
You think he'll be the same? You know, I read a piece saying how much war changes, boy.
Yeah, they get money right in that tripe. Don't mean a thing.
Well, all the same, I...
Don't worry yourself sick. Bert's come through all right. We got to be thankful and glad. We got no right sitting here with long faces.
It's the band, Buckosh. They're coming.
Oh, mercy. I knew this would happen. I just knew I'd start to cry.
You go right ahead and cry, Ma. You got a right to cry. Stand up, Ma. Stand up and you can see the band.
Yeah, Ma. Look at them coming down the street.
Oh, can you see him? Can you see Bert?
Well, Bert will be further back after the band, I guess.
There he is. Look, there he is.
Oh, where? I can't see him. Where?
Oh, Ma, look. Right there. See him, Pa?
Huh?
In the middle row. Right there.
Come on, Fenmore.
Can't get used to looking around and seeing you there, son.
One thing you learn in the Army, Ma, and that's to get used to new things fast.
You've been all over the world.
Not quite, kid, but a good lot of it. I seen so many things I wouldn't know where to start telling about them.
Goodness, we've been jawing back and forth so fast since you got in, I don't half recollect what we said and what we ain't. Yes, you got a lot to catch up on, same as we have.
I suppose so.
You didn't write none too often.
We was moving a lot.
Well, as long as we knowed you's all right, that was the main thing. None of us was ever any big-handed writing. Seems like you stopped writing Janie at all.
Didn't have time.
Well, could have mentioned her when you wrote us.
I didn't write her, because some other gals looked pretty good where I was. I was either going to dream about Janie or have a bit of fun. Well, I stopped writing, so you know how I made up my mind.
You mean them French girls?
Yeah, them French girls. Parlez-vous français? Oui, oui.
Well, I don't see nothing to laugh at now. Disgraceful thing like that.
Oh, nobody sees nothing funny like I see it. I better go cut my throat somewhere.
Oh, darn it. Oh, darn it.
Now, what's wrong, Pa?
Darn door handle's coming loose.
Oh, you better stop, Pa.
Well, still having trouble with the old crock, eh? I should have brought you back a jeep so as you could have bounced right over the field.
Well, hand me that rope back to you, son. I'll tie this fool thing till we get home.
Is it?
Gosh, Bert, it's awful good to have you back. Remember those pillow fights we used to have?
I guess they are done for. You got somebody else to pillow fight with now.
Yeah, I guess I have, all right.
That'll hold it. All right, let's go.
Ma? Ma?
Huh?
I didn't mean to sound off about Janie.
Oh, that's all right. Don't you think about it.
She's a nice girl and all, Ma, but 4 years is a long time. How'd I know she wouldn't meet somebody and be married by now? Often happens. I don't know how I feel about having a wife anyhow.
Well, I never interfered, have I?
No, Ma. I wasn't saying you was.
You want to know about being married, you just ask Ted there. He knows all about it. More any man alive to hear him talk.
Hey, Squirt. What'd he know about it?
Good deal from the looks of things.
We ain't told you yet. You tell him, Ted.
Well, not much to tell. Millie's having family, that's all.
What? Why, you... Well, what do you know? Imagine a little ape like you getting ahead of me like that.
Oh, cut it out, will you?
Little kid brother, size of a peanut.
Oh, cut it out, Bert.
Can't leave you alone 5 minutes. Hurry up, Paul. I gotta meet Millie. That girl's making me an uncle.
Millie ain't at the farm.
Ain't at the farm?
Well, that's something else we ain't told you yet. Ted don't live at home now. He's moved up to the city.
That right, Ted?
Yeah, that's right. I got a chance for a good job there, so I took it. He didn't need me on the place anyway.
He's going to make himself a big fortune and buy himself a big limousine. Goes 100 miles an hour.
Oh, I never said that.
City's liable to teach you to do all kinds of things. The country's a real place for a man. Quiet and peaceful. Look out over them fields, ready and ripe for harvesting. Quiet and peaceful. Smelling good and fresh.
Paul, why don't you try and understand? Farm's all right for you. You say it's peaceful and quiet. Well, for me, it's just big and lonely. I used to lay awake nights listening to the crickets, and once in a while a train whistled far off, and I thought I'd go crazy with the lonely feeling I got in my stomach. I gotta have people around me, lots of people, like in the city, and lights and a bit of noise and something doing.
Ain't natural in a farm boy.
I'm not a farm boy. I'm not!
Well, don't shout and carry on. Anybody think you was a kid the way you act up sometimes? Laughing at nothing and working yourself up in the rain?
Oh, Pa and Ted, what kind of homecoming is this for Bert? I never heard such foolishness, arguing all day you've been at it. I've had enough. Sakes, right along peaceful. What Bert must think of you.
You doing okay at your job, Ted? You happy in it, I mean?
You bet.
Then don't you never let them shame you into going back. You stay where you're happy.
I'm going to, don't you worry. I got out and I'm staying out.
Hey, That old Ab Martin I see standing by the fence?
That's him. We was talking to him on the way down.
You know what? He was standing there just like that the day I went away. Makes it seem like nothing's changed very much.
Nothing does for Ab, I suppose. I
told him we'd stop by a minute. Okay with you, Bert?
Sure. I'd like to see the old coot.
Been our neighbor a long time.
Hi, Ab! How are you?
He sees you. Look at that face. Never changes, no matter what.
Never see such a man.
Well, Ab, it's good to see you.
You come home, hey?
Yeah.
Seems like an age since you've been gone. How's it feel being back?
Great. How you been?
Oh, just about the same. Tilling my land.
Uh-huh.
Growing a few things. How'd the fields look to you?
Okay to me.
Pretty this time of year. Ready to bust like?
Harvest time soon be here. Best time of year.
Thought you might have gotten married up again or something while I've been away.
You know better than that, Bert. Old gopher like me ain't got no truck with marrying and such. That's for young folks. I just go on planting a while longer and then likely I'll crawl in a hole someplace and die.
Ab, you ain't changed a bit.
Too late to change. Hey, you folks better be getting on. See them clouds? It's gonna rain soon.
Sure looks that way.
Stop over sometimes, Bert, when you got nothing to do.
Sure will.
Bye, ma'am.
Bye.
You must be my neighbor.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
We'll be around later.
Bye. See you then. If Ab's right about that rain, come up awful quick.
Funny thing about Ab, I've been away 4 years, and talking to him just seems like I might have left yesterday. Funny, the feeling he gives you.
Yeah, creepy son of a gun, living alone like that.
Good man of the land. Like he says, this is the time of year. Time when you reap all you sowed in the spring. Ain't nothing like it. Hey, Bert?
Paul? Ma, I got something to say. Don't know how to say it.
Say it plain out, whatever it is.
A lot of things happened to me since I've been away. Can't explain what they are exactly, but they happened. You see, like Ted said, I can't go on being alone on the farm way out here. I've had people around me all the time, lots of people, all doing something. Right now, I got to have them still.
God dang it.
Hold on a minute, Pa.
Don't you see? I'd go off my head sitting on the front porch watching the fireflies. I know you ain't gonna like it, Pa, but I just can't help it.
What are you planning on doing, son?
I don't know. See more of the country, maybe. See how things is looking.
Things looking good here. Even old Ab will tell you that. Running around the country ain't going to get you nowhere.
I don't know.
You need hard work and fresh air. You need to see things pushing up through the ground and growing up to the sun. That's what you need.
Not now, Paul.
You going to the city, Ted?
Maybe. I don't know.
Ain't much more to say, I suppose. You're a grown man. Know what you want, or should, it seems.
I wish I could stay. Ma... You understand, don't you?
People change. Ideas change. Can't do nothing about that.
I'd hear them crickets like Ted says. I'd hear them trains tooting lonely, way off. I'd get hankering and restless on you.
Well, might as well get it straight now.
That's how I figured, Ma. I gotta taper off. I can't just drop in back in the old things after 4 years. All the fighting and killing like nothing ever happened to me. I can't do it, that's all.
Gosh, Bert, I always figured you'd come back and settle down like before.
Told you I'd changed.
Yeah, sure.
Not something I want to do. I just gotta. What's that up ahead?
Huh?
There on the road.
Well, where's that?
On the left.
Oh, gosh, Pa, that's the old hen you run over on the way down. Should have seen the mess we made of it, Bert.
Sure is squashed flat, all right.
You ever seen guys blown up like that there, Bert? Have you, Bert?
What do you ask fool questions for?
I don't see it's a fool question. Seems I can't even open my mouth today. Should have heard that old bird holler when we hit her. Could have heard it in town, I bet.
Paul,
How
about stopping a minute up here a bit?
What for?
Just want to look on ahead before we get there. You can see the house from here.
Didn't think you could.
Sure you can. Off the road. We used to come up here a lot of times.
Well,
there'll be more in a minute now, you two. I've asked a few folks over to see you home. It wouldn't look right for them to get there first.
Okay, Ma.
Come on, Bert.
Got it. This is a pretty country shoe enough.
Paul, don't set your face hard like that.
Well, he ain't come home, is he?
Don't seem like it. But he's safe, and that's something.
Ain't gonna worry over it. Ain't gonna fret about it.
No use to. He'll do what he's got to do.
This is some homecoming.
They got to lead their own lives. Always said that. Always told you that. Times change, Paul. Things change. We just got to keep up with them.
Some things don't change none. Don't care where men been or where they go to. I heard of some gone clear around the world. Even them men at anchor and anchor. Finally come back where they was born. Natural thing. I ain't gonna worry.
Magazine said war changes things like they never been changed before.
Told you some things don't never change. Them two boys is farm boys. Pretty soon they'll get sick of the noise and smell of the city. They'll get lonely like they never been lonely before. They'll get to know what lonely means.
I ain't trying to figure nothing out. I'll just wait.
Never forget I run away once. I thought I was the biggest cheese ever. Ain't never going to forget either how when I was way up there in the city, I got the itch to plant a crop. Got the itch just to see a crop standing in the field, nice and yellow and gold, like them over there.
Yeah. They are pretty, them fields.
Run 10 miles from the bus home.
Now, Paul.
Did, too. Just stood and looked at that grain. I saw the wind run right over the top. Made it look like the big waves of sun, clear across as far as you could see. I ain't gonna worry.
Here they come back.
They look just like I remember. Awful good.
Hey, Thompson's car's at the house, Ma.
Hmm?
You can tell that old rattle trap miles off.
It gets him there.
Well, maybe we ought to get moving, Pa. Thompson's there ahead of us. Now, it ain't polite company to get there first.
You ask many folks over, Ma?
Oh, not so many. Just a few neighbors. You'll see. Ask Janie over, Bert. Thought it only fit me.
That's okay. Be kind of nice to see Janie again.
She's an awful pretty number.
It seems as if you got a lot to say today.
Who, me? I only said Janie's pretty.
Wonder what Millie'd think if she heard you.
Oh, I didn't say nothing. You're awful touchy today, Pa.
I ain't touchy. I just don't see no use in talk that don't make sense.
Oh, Ted didn't mean nothing. I've had enough arguing. I don't know what Bert must think of us.
Okay, Ma. I ain't saying no more.
Got a right to be glad. Country's real quiet now. Now let us just ride along in peace.
Just heard the first program in the new series of Columbia Workshop broadcasts. Today's show, entitled Homecoming, was written by Norman Williams and was produced and directed for the workshop by Norman Corwin. And the special musical score is by Lynn Murray, and the orchestra was conducted by Jeff Alexander. The players included Will Gere as Paw, Elsie May Gordon as Maw, Robert Dryden as Ted, Edgar Staley as Ab, Alan Drake as Old Man Williams, and John Mitchell as Bert. Listen again next week for the second program in this series when the Columbia Workshop presents Anniversary, written by Joseph Ruskell and directed by Mark Sloan. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.